on my ass is a problem. Yep. Bought me a drink and you got some. Wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Yeah. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga, no car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch. Press.
Having this, you know, conversation with her for a while, I said, okay, before I got off, I'm going to let you know, I'm going to go unblock her, right? This is yesterday, so I unblocked her. I unblocked her no more than 5 minutes later. There's a message that pops up in the message.
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
Nobody heard about this, because I said, I'm going to wait till now.
Wait till we go live. We'll talk about this.
So, the message. Oh, the only person I missed was on the phone that was I was with. I was on the phone with somebody else. So, this is the message. This is one day. She says, 5 minutes later after unblocking, did you just decide to unblock us or just me? My dad's been trying to get a hold of you.
Girl.
I haven't responded at all. I just, but I haven't even confirmed them to even follow me as of right now, because that's still letting you in my life. I don't care whether it be on social media or whatnot, because as of right now, I don't know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
All the time, because I know that they keep her, that the dad keeps her phone a lot. And so that last conversation I read to y'all, I felt like the conversation was a little bit more grown, and not the conversation that we have as a 2-on-2, a 1-on-1.
Because she don't talk like that.
She don't talk like that. She doesn't talk like that. And then I feel like that's the dad that was getting at me, because he's always, you know, in her shit.
But no, that's the example.
This is a situation where, like, I don't know how to get back, where she go from this whole point on. Because I don't know, I feel like I don't personally want the involvement of the parents in my life, but it fucking sucks for the child.
Yeah.
Because she's been really good. She has a good heart. Her heart is very pure and just young.
It's innocent.
And it's very, innocent.
I think with her, I think you should still bite her back, let her do all this stuff like that. If later on down the line, I would tell this person, whoever it is texting you, I think going forward, communication should be in person versus, or over the phone versus in text. And if they want to know why, you should talk to the parents, say, look, because we've known them. We've all known them for years now. And I think at this point, we can be honest with them, be like, look, this is going on, A, B, and C. This is what I felt. Either you can lie about it or not, but I would just be honest with them. And just tell them, like, straight up, this is how it is.
Know why.
Yeah, exactly.
The kid is going to get it. The kid is gonna get it.
Yeah, but the kid shouldn't.
So have they erased? So at some point they probably have to give the kid back their phone at some time. So did they just? Did they erase all the messages?
Yeah.
And stuff or what? I don't under. It's kind of weird. No, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
That they said, which is strange to me, because considering your two's relationship, your modes of communication should be deeper than social media. That message that said, oh, you just unblocked us, you've been now trying to, my dad's been trying to reach you, doesn't he have your direct phone number to where?
No, he does. He doesn't know that. You know what's so crazy? I actually blocked them on my phone, the stuff too.
Oh, okay.
But not the child.
Oh,
but if they reach out to me through the child, I don't know if it's the child.
Yeah,
it
like
might
I said,
be the adult.
I would just say let's communicate in person.
Do you use your child's info and talk to them like other people? Like, do you know who your child's talking to through their phone?
Do I know who they're talking to?
Yeah, or do you talk to people through their social media?
Do you act like them? Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No, well, most parents don't, but there's some parents out there that get a little too involved with kids, I think, sometimes, and they do. That's different. Yes.
That's not appropriate.
Yes. Especially like when little girls, little boys talk to each other like high school, and yeah, I get that. But like when an adult is talking to your child about something. Exactly. Yeah. But she gets it because.
But wait, Amanda was gonna say something.
Listen, when parents say things to kids, it like fucks them up forever. You know, parents like, you're overweight, you think about that for the whole rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
When you take Alan's dance class, dance in his companies, he says fucked up shit to you. But then you, when you get past it for a while, you're like, that made me better. So you have that advantage, but wait. If you could snap your fingers today and have a completely different outcome for the future, what do you wish could happen? Ooh. What are you looking to achieve? What do you wish for this girl, for your relationship with her, and then ultimately the relationship with the parents, if there is one, but if you could snap your fingers, what would be different tomorrow?
This corona would be gone.
I don't give a shit about corona. I've spent an entire hour of my life talking about this child who obviously matters to you. Mm-hmm. What I heard when I was listening to you, I kept hearing my kid. Like, you're talking about her like she's somebody that you took on as your child.
I did.
But you do.
I did, and usually I do. So, but even I do that with all. I try to do that with all my kids though, and take them in as my children, because for them, when they come to me and they have their time with me, it's their outlet from the bullshit that's even going on at home and with their parents, or even going on at school. And I totally get that. I totally get that, because I was the bullied one in my neighborhood, the fat gay guy that everyone tried to bully. They had to fucking kick everyone's ass to get respect. Bitch, I'm serious, girl.
There's been a fight, right?
But with this child, I do want to continue to work with this child. But it's just how do I get through this, dealing with how the parents are coming to this? Because how do I even confront the saying, hey, you're a fucking lie. I know I haven't been
talking
to you.
I wouldn't say like that.
Because, I know, I'm just saying, I wouldn't say like that, but I'm just saying, how would I get across that and tell them, hey, I know that you're lying. And I haven't been talking to you. Because am I wrong? But I mean, am I wrong or right? That conversation doesn't seem like a 12-year-old child. See, Lauren, go, listen.
I think that you should just, I feel like there's a lot of emotions in there, in this whole type of thing that's going on right now. I feel like you should kind of wait it out in terms of confronting this person, because you're kind of emotional about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of emotions that's crying into it.
Yep.
She's lying.
But it's true. Yeah, I think right now, I'll give it some time. I think right now, during the whole coronavirus bullshit that's going on, I think this is a good opportunity for you to keep it, maybe distance yourself from right now. Think about it, recuperate, and then at that point, then confront it in a way that all parents or their parent can understand, hey, this is what I was feeling. Because you're close to the parents. Let's think about it. You're cool with them. You're close with them in a sense where you can be honest and upfront with them. I would thought that they can be the same way towards you, but all of a sudden it is switched.
And this is the first time they're close to their kids.
Yeah.
So I need to maintain it to where it's just oh, parents, you got to leave. You can't be in my space.
I think that, hearing someone told me this. You are very passionate. We hear this. You love this child. You actually care about their parents, whether you want to admit it or not. And I think that's why you're so hurt about how they handled the situation. And I think a conversation should have happened. That's just me. But is it more important, as someone told me, to be right or to have this relationship? So do you want to be that person?
Shut up, Larry.
And someone on this call told me this before, because I've had these conversations where I feel like I'm right all the time. And
oh, really?
It doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet, and you clearly care about this child, and I know you care about their family, so we're not even going to go there. Yeah. But the child and her development and her growth and her future is so important to you, and not that you don't deserve the respect that you're looking for in the kind of conversations, but you can be right. You can feel that her dad was talking for her, but we're speculating all that going through that. And so when you if you want to move forward, you have to move forward with the intention of knowing that her parents are going to be dropping her off and picking her up.
Yeah.
They're going to want to be involved to see, so whatever those boundaries are look like for y'all, y'all have to discuss that.
I think they got a little bit too comfortable with the fact that you allowed them to not get away with stuff, but you allowed them to take
boundaries.
Yes. Take class boundaries, especially with them, because they took class for free at Dance Mission. They took class for free at other places,
Oh my God.
They took class for free at Jesus Land. I don't know. But Alan has allowed them to do things for free sometimes, though, But I think that's another thing, too. You allow them to do things for free and use your time and your energy and your money for this person, and then they turn around and pull that shit. I think that's what you're most hurt about, because you trained this person from this little person to not that good to amazing dancer.
Is this y'all first conflict?
It's been a little couple of situations that kind of like have come up, you know, here and there, that kind of reflect like what they will do for their child and what they won't, as far as like opportunities and like how much they will like
get involved,
get how much they will invest into their opportunities and not invest.
Yeah,
I've kind of seen that.
Someone who let something fester for longer than it ever should have festered for, a person that I loved with like every ounce of my being, and it took years for us to get past it. It's my biggest regret that I let that shit fester. So if you can, your feelings are absolutely valid. Like, first and foremost, how you're feeling, valid. Because this is brand new for you. You've had a long-standing relationship with this person. So how it's going about and how you feel is valid.
Yep.
However, I know, and like other people have said, I do think you need to take a minute, because you don't want that eventual conversation that you have to have end up with the result of you guys no longer speaking, nothing, like you have no contact with the child whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, so I think, and because you have such a rapport, I understand where it's hard, right? Because you've had such a rapport with these people to where you've spoken so freely and you think, oh, they're speaking freely with me too. And then all of a sudden those lines are blurred and they're not clear. So I think that, like, it's all messy, right? Because how do you come to take or and be my assistant 1 second, and then all of a sudden you're worried about Corona? Like, you were already assisting me for 2 or 3 classes. Like, that's already a switch on you. Then you come to class, you're late. I'm frustrated, of course, that you're late. You're my assistant. Like, that's the other thing. A girlfriend of mine wrote a whole book on what it means to, like, be an assistant. It doesn't just mean that you come through and do choreo and whatever. Being an assistant means that you're on time. Being an assistant means that you care of your choreographer. Being an assistant means that you stay on their schedule. Being an assistant means that you have to take every little thing that's happening with them and you have to internalize it too, because you're their assistant. Granted, she's 12 years old, but that's the weight an assistant holds.
Yeah.
Point blank, period, in this industry. And I know this young girl wants to be in this industry.
Yeah.
So it's deeper than just doing moves and leave it. So for her to then not do a good job, think that that should be praised, and then get upset, and then now it's down this rabbit hole, isn't fair.
Because it's the parents that's expecting this praise, because they're the ones talking for her. And that's why I feel deception, because I'm not talking to her, I'm talking to the parents. So how do I get around that and say, hey, bitch, you're busted? Because, well, I feel like you're busted, and I want to let you know that I've been talking to daddy and not little mummy.
Little mummy.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Conversation that has to, unfortunately, it's like happen. A family conversation.
So I just have to bust somebody out?
You have to involve the child. Because the fact of the matter is who am I? At the end of the day, all you want to know is who you were talking to.
Yeah. I know, but what if the child has no idea?
But that's what I mean. That's why everybody has to sit down together and be like, okay, who was I talking to? Because I know I was talking to the father.
I think she does know.
Talking to me through the child. You know what I mean? Like, that's just so bad.
Because this child doesn't run their Instagram. So
the daddy does.
For the child to respond right away and be checking, hey, did you decide to unblock us or just me? My dad's been trying to get a hold of you. It's the dad that's been constantly checking this. I am assuming.
The dad wrote the message. That's pretty awesome.
So the dad wrote the message.
Yeah.
Because I blocked the dad on all my social media. I don't want to fuck with the dad. I just left my availability open for the child. But I haven't even confirmed that the child can follow me right now. Just right now, the child can leave me messages.
She's unblocked,
but she can't. She can't follow me. My shit is private.
Oh, you have to approve it.
I have to approve it, and I have not approved it yet because I don't know if I should yet. It's like,
I wouldn't. Me being petty, I wouldn't. I wouldn't approve anything until you guys are able to have a conversation.
So should I unblock them from my phone as far as like them trying to reach me too? Because BB said, yeah. Damn, I unblocked the child. I might as well hear from them throughout the child.
Well, it's not going to happen.
What? Wait, Lauren, what you say?
Yeah.
I
I said unblock all of them. Cause it's, yeah. I'm gonna keep real. I'm gonna keep real with you.
Okay.
I feel like I get where you're coming from. I feel you. Cause you know me and you, we understand each other.
Yes.
But at the same time too, you gotta sometimes just take the good with the bad. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta be the bigger person. And sometimes you don't have to be like, who was I talking to? Sometimes you be like, look, I don't know who I was talking to, who I was conversating with, but this is what I want to do from now on. And letting it be clear on how you want to move forward with them, if you want to do that.
I just unblocked them all, damn it, okay? I just unblocked every single one of these three motherfuckers.
And Alan, this is a thing though. When things happen and you have conflict, you tend to go straight to block. And you don't
bitch,
need
because
to do
I don't want
to
fucking deal with you in my space.
That. Right, and I feel that. I feel that to a certain extent.
Is there a problem?
Yes, however,
whoever made the block feature, bitch, I need to fucking give them some money cuz I love it.
However though, however when you care about someone.
I blocked my mama.
Exactly. Exactly.
He blocked me.
I blocked this bitch.
I blocked this bitch before too. Fuck
her.
I blocked her too.
I blocked Brandy. I blocked everybody.
I blocked Kara, bitch.
I blocked Kara before.
Okay, the block button is great. My point is though,
fuck Kara.
Is that the point is healthy conf. The point.
You're on the consensus here, okay?
The point is
everybody to block somebody.
Yes, somebody. But when you care about people, conflict in your relationship is healthy. It doesn't have to always be toxic. And if this is y'all real first issue, I think it deserves, once you're cooled down, a conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
To the dad about how to make go forward and what that looks
the
like.
The daddy and the mama. I need both of them because they both need to get involved in this
blocking
shit.
Blocking isn't going
to I
want to
be doing
issue.
What motherfucking Lauren is doing right now. Fuck all you bitches. She's okay, that bitch is fucking puffing it, bitch. Yes. Okay, yes, bitch.
And
do it,
also,
please.
I was going to say, I know the young lady who was on here talking. She was saying that, you know, you should have a conversation with everybody. I think you should do that, but I think you should have a conversation with the parents first.
Yes.
And then bring in the child.
Yeah. I agree.
Because I don't think there's some things that just children should not be a part of in terms of like adult conversations.
Sometimes
you guys have to handle that as being adults and then bring the child in and saying, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do, A, B, C, and D. So she doesn't feel a way. Because at the end of the day, like you said, this is my kid. I don't want her to feel a way. I don't want her to... You know, feel any type of way about anything as she
The only reason I say that is because they're operating under the guise of the kid. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how I would feel if my parents were talking to someone I know as me and I have nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? And maybe not necessarily bring the child in, but that already like breaks trust with between a parent and a child when you're operating.
I see.
Okay. So something like it doesn't necessarily have to be the exact situation, but something should be communicated to that child to where like either their boundaries set forward, they don't touch their child's phone, whatever the situation is.
Okay.
But you don't want her one day to find out.
That's more the household.
Because my dad was talking through me, my mentor.
But that's something.
Yeah.
But I think that's something the parents need to have, though. That's something the parents need to talk to the kids about versus the conversation you're going to have with them. I think you need to have a conversation with the parents alone, and then they need to have their conversation with the child saying, hey, I impersonated you. This is why Alan Civil Top, you know, or whatever the case may be or whatever. Yeah, I think you should talk to the parents first. And bitch, I want to be there when it happens.
It doesn't involve you, sweetie. It does not involve you. Thank you. It does not involve
you. Thank you. Shake your hand, bitch. Thank
I want to be there to witness this and put it on Instagram.
Write to me.
I want to be like this.
Right.
But I get it. But this is.
I know. I'm going to have a meeting with them on Zoom and be recording that shit and not let them know.
Huh?
How about that?
The messages were through Instagram?
No. Through text, right?
Oh, through my phone and through Instagram.
Oh, both.
Okay, so the ones on Instagram, no matter what, the kid will see them, right? I think some parents have like the same app or the login.
You can unsend them.
But I'm sure the kid is aware of what conversation was had. I keep hearing like, oh, maybe the kid's not aware, but it's their social media. They're on it. They'll see it. Like, there's no way.
You know what I mean? Well, they're not. A lot of the kids are on it, but with her, they take her phone a lot.
They don't look at her
and
phone.
Because, and I'll be like, yo, I've been texting you. And she'll be like, oh, my dad had my phone. He does. He won't give it to me that much. It's because the kid will have done some shit with school and not did they work. And they'll hold on to the shit until the kid acts right. So they respond a lot.
Yeah.
As the child.
So I think.
So.
So in this situation, I think, yes. From I think you should have the conversation with the parent first. And then they should have the conversation with their kids.
Yeah, they was waiting for me to unblock them they could send the message. Yeah. It wasn't the child.
Yep. Please. Yep. Set boundaries with the yep, exactly. I think they got a little too close.
With everybody, not just them, but with everybody. Yeah.
Well, see, am I fucking it up for another kid who wants the opportunity?
No, you're not fucking it up. You're setting boundaries for yourself so that you don't have to deal with something like this again. That's what that is.
The
ball
is in your court even more.
Yeah, because parents, I think sometimes, like I told you before, like not all parents, but some parents do take advantage of the fact that you teach your child. They're like, maybe if I give a little Alan a little extra money or a little extra food, maybe
a little extra food, bitch. Like you feeding a fucking animal in a cage, bitch. Throw her beef. Throw her steak.
Give her some.
What the fuck?
Give her some Krispy Kremes. Maybe my child will be in the front of the fucking routine.
Well, there better be lemon filled, bitch. Make a note of it.
But I noticed that. I see that. I've known you for like.
Well, you see what? That I want donuts.
Well, bitch, you like donuts. Well, bitch, I'm a fat bitch.
What the fuck is the white bitch saying?
No, bitch, hold on. But I'm saying though, some parents, I've seen this before. They will kiss your ass to try to get their child in some type of way. Or they'll do a little extra-ness. I see.
I don't see that. I see. Am I stupid?
I have a quick opinion here.
Go ahead, bitch. Baby, please.
Not all parents. Not
I
you.
Think, okay. One good thing about this whole quarantine is you have time to deal with things that approach you in life, right? So this whole situation, Alan, I think it's a good chance for you to, like everybody keeps mentioning, boundaries. We're really setting boundaries and saying, okay, well, if you're under my mentorship, this is what I expect of you. And really lay it out. Like, I don't think, you know, you ever really lay it out through words, but you lay it out through your actions, right? But this is the day and age where people just, I don't know, common sense is kind of
like, you know, gone. Like, people don't have anymore.
You just got to kind of literally put like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are the things I expect. If there's an issue, this is what you should do.
Yeah.
And then have them like sign a little thing that says, I understand and agree. And
damn, now we get hella technical. You know,
then there's a little bit of accountability, I feel like.
I think that's true. But I also think that we could keep in mind that we're not dealing with adults. These are 12-year-old children that, and I'm speaking for myself, dancing under you. Did you think I wanted to mess up? Did you think that I didn't want your approval? Like, those things as adults.
Girl!
As adults, like, you fight that as an adult.
Tell him everything.
Like, Amanda's right. Like, when we were in company together, like, as much fun as we had, it was real life for us to come in there and have to prove, like, okay, Alan not going to tell us that we fucking up today.
Yeah,
like,
you bust your ass. You work hard.
That's building character. Though. Yeah. Like, we worked hard our entire life to get to where we were at and whatever. We were
doing.
And the girl is 12. And I think that if working with kids, you're also that mentor. You're also that teacher. So you have to kind of nurture that relationship. Now, what that looks like for you, I don't know. And like BB said, that's accountability.
Yeah.
Put out. I am big on paperwork, emails, following up. So you know, like this is what was said. And if your parents sit down and sign this with you, they know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
If they don't want to get into this, then hey, y'all can go somewhere else. I'd still love you. Thank you. Boom. You know what I mean?
Go to Michelle's Dance Explosion.
Shout out, BB.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kara.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I love your hair right now, girl. I love how it's sitting. She's sickening.
Thank you.
Love the Peruvian.
Oh,
no.
Stop it.
Is it Peruvian?
I think no. I think it's Indian. Anyway, okay. I think that since we're getting to some resolve, I think that as much as we can touch on how you're gonna deal with parents and your students, like you have to bring it back to you, right? So you have to remove yourself emotionally from that. You're running a business. And as much as you're a mentor, and as much as you're a teacher and you love your kids, this is a business. You have a job to do. It is to train. So how they want to act with their own insecurities as parents and what they could not or could do when they were growing up and what they feel their children can do now, that don't have nothing to do with you.
Yeah, exactly.
So remove yourself from that. as long as you know that you're leading from a place of love and passion, and when you're dealing with these kids, you're doing it in a way that's going to help them grow, that's all you have control over. You can lay out guidelines all you want to.
Yeah.
It's their choice to follow that shit. But how you receive what's being given to you and how you internalize it, that's all on you.
Yep.
Remove yourself from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's their shit. That's not yours.
Yeah. That's where the boundaries come in.
That emotional boundary shit. Yeah. That's on a whole nother level. Because you can put boundaries on a piece of paper and tell them to sign the shit. And if you cannot agree, then you need to get the fuck out. But at the end of the day, how you protect your peace is the work that you do on the inside.
Yeah.
Which means that I cannot internalize you, sir, and how you feel about me as a teacher and how you feel I'm treating your daughter.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Alan's a horrible teacher. Everyone knows this, so we all agree on that at least. You know,
what a cunt!
I don't know the people involved. I don't know the people involved, but just you know, from the perspective of the kid, like putting myself in their shoes, like you know, I had helicopter parents growing up.
Helicopter parents.
What the fuck? Wait. What are helicopter parents?
Okay, my parents hated that I did dance and theater, but they were like this kind of helicopter bullshit that this parent is doing to you. They did that stuff to me for math, for academics.
Bitch, helicopter.
And so, like, I don't know. It was a little bit weird for me, but right, it's the helicopter parent thing. And I mean, well, it's I don't know. It's even maybe worse than the helicopter parent because, like, when you're pretending to be your kid. Like, it just, that's a lot. You know what, Alan? I think your feelings, your tears, they're not just valid. Like, there's a reason you're having this response. Like, this kind of behavior, adults should not be doing this behavior to other adults, okay?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This behavior is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, but going back to the kid's perspective, which is, I think, in my opinion, the most important perspective here, because the kid is being harmed so many different ways, like, I can really feel for the kid, is, like, maybe, you know, like,
okay.
Try to form a partnership with the kid. I would actually disagree in who you talk to first. I would say talk to the kid first.
Okay. I want to hear different opinions, please.
That's the only thing that's real. Everything else is just smoke and mirrors and promises and lies and bullshit just to get you to do whatever. And, like, so I think I really like Jason's idea of voice conversation only, whether that's on the phone, you want voice, you know. And that could be a three-way call, or that could be like speakerphone, we're all here, so that you do know who you're talking to, you know. And I think in terms of, like, you know, I don't think you need, like, you've wised up to them now. You know that when it says it's the kid responding, that you know it's not always the kid. I don't think you need to make a big deal of it. Now that you know, and you can be more safe with your own emotions of, like, okay, I'm not going to take everything that I get that's from the kid seriously. I might be getting it from the parent. And so, like, just please, please, like, you know, whether there's signing of promises or whatever, like, please, please, like, you know, I mean, keep your relationship with the kid. Continue to be hard on the kid. Like, because that kid, I've seen you with your students before. None of them are ever like, why you coming at me, bro? People.
Why coming, bro?
You are this kid's favorite person.
Yeah.
So please, please protect the child, protect the relationship you have with the child. I understand that it will be hard on you.
Yeah.
Because this kind of behavior should not be happening.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is this child's every day. And I can tell you that there are times when my mother would threaten to call up my dance teachers and humiliate me. Okay?
Wow.
This is shit. This is real shit that real unfortunate, like, you don't need a license, parents will do. Okay?
That's crazy. And I can see them saying some shit like that, too.
Protect the child. And, like, please, like, if you can keep the child in your life, like, it's really important to them.
Yeah.
And, like, in the same way that we tell queer youth it gets better, we need this kid to grow up, graduate, move out of home because it gets better.
Yeah.
So that's my piece.
Yes, girl. Yes, honey, I love it. Let's leave that subject at that, girl, and take that and run with it, and really that. So,
bitch,
so not,
I don't run. Yeah. I don't run.
No, she
bitch,
don't run. She don't walks. Run. She trots.
Bitch, I might gallop.
She might trot a little bit, like a horse. She'll trot.
Bitch, yeah. I go side to side like a hippo underwater, bitch, when it's running, bitch. You ever seen that shit? You can Google it. You can see a hippo running underwater.
They float.
They be boop, boop, all right. Boop, boop.
So, Alan knows, you know what to do from this point on now? You have an idea?
Okay. So
let him sleep on it. All right. Let's go on and move on to ask the Sissy Boys.
We're doing all that
shit. Yeah,
we should just pass all that shit.
All right. So. We are. Before we move on, there's a new dance competition show about the ballroom scene called Legendary.
For y'all who know, Mashani is about to be on that bitch.
Mashani,
honey, he's about to be on that HBO show. Yes, Mashani. I call her Mashitty.
Okay.
Wait, what show? What?
I'm trying to talk about it. Alan's interrupting me.
Honey, you're done. So it's a battle of the houses.
A ballroom competition.
Battle. And so they have like eight ballrooms that are going to be battling throughout this HBO series.
They're supposed to like get judged on voguing, on fashion, by, on the showcase.
What's her name? Naomi.
I have the judges right here.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm sorry. She has the judges. Okay, so the judges are Law Roach, stylist to the stars.
Yep.
Jamila Jamil, off of Good Place.
She's that Indian girl from the Good Place.
Why?
No, she's a queer.
Why?
She's a queer woman.
Why does she dance?
No, but she's a queer woman. She's a artist.
Okay, but Larry said does she belong in the ballroom?
No,
judges.
No, she doesn't.
She
has no experience in it
because this bitch has never vogued down, never even hit a shablam, shadip, shabuya at all. Okay.
What was she on?
ABDC. And this bitch ain't. Only chicken did is a motherfucking chicken noodle soup, bitch. Bitch, we all don't have the flu, bitch. Girl, thank you.
Yeah.
Motherfucking. She did awful.
And was collecting chicken underneath her jacket. She told the story herself. Was taking all the chicken off the table at an Emmys party.
Who?
And ran it. Stars and all that chicken fell out.
Little mama.
No, Indian lady.
Oh, are you serious?
Jamil, really?
Because this bitch, bitch, honey, what's going on?
Well, I don't know.
Okay,
her.
Well, so, and then there's Naomi Maldonado. That's a damn mess. She's a vote. Yeah, she's been, she's a legend.
That bitch jumps off a table and lands in a dip.
It's not a shablam.
Sorry, white people.
It's a dip. Shablam.
White people
is
say
the,
shablam.
It's the.
I got called out for that by LA's carnival choreographer's ball, whatever bullshit it is.
Oh, bitch. Okay. So with that being said, and then the Megan Thee Stallion. I love Megan. Bitch, your music is cute, but you do not to be joining. You should not be judging a ballroom. Okay, bitch. Your ass should be judged twerking in the ballroom, bitch. Not motherfucking judging the kids dipping and shit and like and all that. No, see, they are doing this off a clout of like who is.
Well, they gotta get viewers.
Yep, viewers. Right? Yep.
Yes,
they want viewers.
True. But you know what though? Alan. How come you don't have RuPaul on here?
Because she's her own show.
RuPaul is white gay. She's not black gay, so you can't do. You can't do. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. We have black pride and we have regular pride.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
What did you say, Angel?
Angel.
Oh, no, I just wanted you guys to watch me jump off my bed into a dip.
Let's see if she does it.
Bitch, go. Bitch,
she'll
go.
Break her back.
No,
watch.
Right, bitch, go. Yes, bitch! You are so stupid!
Yes, honey.
Oh my God.
I love
you.
The
are so
drink.
Retarded. I
tens.
Love it. Yes.
Tens,
honey. You are not getting chopped. You can move on to the next round, bitch. Yes.
So, this show is supposed to be on a show called HBO Max, which I've never heard of HBO Max before.
It's part, yeah. It should be it's part like of your package if you have.
Bitch,
you have.
Bitch, no, honey, I
come
for HBO Go.
No, bitch.
These
bitches got fire sticks and shit.
Well,
that's for rich people.
The five elements.
Rich people watch HBO Max.
I know a few
Max.
People that are going to be on the show.
Oh, so wait. Trey knows. Wait, please speak on it.
No, I said I know a few people that are going to be on the show. Mashani is one of them.
Yes,
who
Mashani.
Vogues down.
Down.
He vogues down.
Down.
Oh, I love
He's Mashani. From the Bay, y'all. Yes. Mashani is going to kill it.
Yeah. Who else, Trey?
He's always he tells me he gets into fights with the girls because they be hating how she be getting down.
I've actually seen that.
Oh
In Oakland?
No, his very first ball, when I was going to balls out here when it was popular, his very first ball, he came in, I think, at 16.
Yeah.
And entered into the, not the Virgin Vogue, into the actual, like.
It was in Oakland, right?
It was in Oakland, and he beat the legendary. Yeah, he beat one of the legendary people from, I forgot what ball house it was.
They almost started fighting.
They were mad, honey. Mashanti came in there and wore them girls
out. It was at the Oakland LGBT Center.
Girl. Girl, okay? That's so sad that, like, we just can't, even as black folks, we can't just be in a ball and just dance against each other and just battle.
Y'all
like
see how
the days when we did breaking. No, we just voguing.
There's a difference.
And we just battling.
So there's a difference between two type of, like balls. There's the balls that are actual real, like they actually show, like how they're supposed to be. And then there's balls that are like the ones they do in San Francisco. There's a difference. They're in the and the balls in the city are more towards the because millennials, gay whites.
They're still in the learning process.
There's an actual balls.
Like, there's winter balls that you have in high school.
Yo!
Right, BB? Yeah. Okay.
But no, there's two types of balls. And I think with here, people aren't going to understand this because this is how balls are supposed to be.
Hopefully they do. They do the five categories, which you're being judged on.
Which one of the five categories?
Well, as far as voguing. I know voguing is one of the most popular categories, but there's a million categories.
Yeah, there is.
Runway, there's up in pumps, there's butch queen up in pumps, there's schoolboy, there's all these different categories, and when they do Vogue, people don't do all five
elements.
Remember
we saw sex siren? We saw that guy with his dick all out? Yeah, we went to a ball in New York, and this motherfucker walked out sex siren with his dick all out and hard.
Sex siren, that's my favorite category, because they be coming out with
naked.
Like, but basically naked, like, and they all be seen.
Love it.
Like, everything. It's like,
can I suck it?
Ew. I got something to say.
Some of these bodies be so nice.
Wait, what is this called? It just got my attention.
Sex siren. The category is sex siren, and they come out in sexy outfits and sometimes very revealing. Like, you can see hard-ons. You can see asses. What's the five?
Wait, listen. I know for a fact that the people in San Francisco do not know because me and Trey
went to
the ball, remember? And there was that competition. Remember I told you about it, Alan? There was a competition and people didn't even know when they was chopped.
Oh, Naomi had to give whole schooling.
Yes.
Naomi was one of the judges on the show. Naomi was at this competition, and she had to stop everything and say, hold up. What'd she say, Brandy?
She said, hold up. Okay, when you get a chop, that don't mean that you got a second chance to get back on the runway.
Done.
Yes, like people were still jumping on the runway after they got chopped.
Yeah, so that's
it was
life.
A hot, embarrassing mess.
Guess what, Brandy? You're chopped. Bye. Thank you. You're chopped.
How somebody is chopping me when you've been chopped since 1972?
Move, homeless woman. Thank you.
Homeless woman.
Meanwhile, you're looking like afterbirth after over there.
Afterbirth.
At least I'm fucking, bitch. At least I'm fucking. Thank you. My pussy ain't dried up, bitch, and grew a hymen back, bitch.
Next question.
All right, let's go ahead and move on. Let's go on and move on.
That shit.
Yeah, let's go on and move to Ask the Sissy Boys. So, we had a letter come in, so this person said, this gay boy, shut the fuck up, bitch. Brandy over there talking. Sorry, y'all. So I've heard in the straight community that girls get labeled as sluts for sleeping on the first date, or guys can lose interest from that, sleep on the first date. The question is this common in the gay community to sleep on the first date? Is that common?
Hell yeah. Especially when you a young faggot. Of course. It's like you walked into the damn M&M store. You see all these different flavors and shit. You like, motherfucker, I'm gonna taste them nuts. Them nuts over there. Them ain't got no nuts. Let me taste them
but
in my mouth.
But females, why do females get called sluts if they sleep with a guy, but the guy gets a high five?
See, I wouldn't call them sluts. They're just committed.
Friendly.
They're committed to their one-night stands because they want to get married the next day.
I call them friendly.
And move in with each other. That's so lesbian.
Yep.
Okay, lesbians have the highest move-in rate on first dates.
Can we get on subject, girl? No, hold on. So, no, for real. But if females do it, they're called sluts. But if boys do it, it's called a high five. If gay boys do it, that's called a handshake, basically. That's what it is. It's a handshake. Saying, hi, my name is Jason. Your name is James. Okay, I'm going to suck your dick now. You know, that's how we say hi to each other. You know, I see nothing wrong with sleeping on the first date. I don't call them a slut. That's like saying, like, let me taste the milk before I buy the cow. Thoughts?
Well,
yes, I want to taste the milk before I buy the cow.
Yes,
the milk can be sour.
Sometimes that milk is sour, and you haven't looked at the expiration date, bitch.
It's soy.
Okay.
Girl, I know soy milk.
Almond milk is good.
Almond milk is good.
And I think that's like the black people, the almond milk is brown, so I like these black people.
So then he also asks, my voice is going away now, right now. I'm losing my voice. Do any of you have rules about dates? Oh, date you sleep with together. What's it? Do you have any rules?
Do you have rules about what date you sleep together on?
Oh, what date?
Oh, what date? Day 1, 2, 3, 4,
bitch,
5, 7, 9.
Date 0.
when did I sleep with Turtle? let's
the
see.
First day, bitch.
No, I didn't, because he was still messing with his his ex-man.
Girl, you waited?
We waited for a while, because he was being very country and very.
That's
like,
so breeder of you. That's so straight of you.
But we waited to like maybe the 5th or 6th date to actually.
Really?
Wait. Yeah.
I'm a hoe. I gotta say, no, I'm just, I'm. You know, no,
you just said it doesn't make you a hoe to do it. So why are you calling yourself a hoe? Girl.
I'm just a hoe. But no, I see no problems with seeing someone on the first date. That's like, you're not a slut for doing that.
You're like, I'm getting that for sure.
Girl, I need to take, no, for real. Because I've waited, and I was like, what the fuck did I wait for? This is some awful dick. Girl, I need that sexual vibe. But you know what? I've been in some horrible relationships, but the sex was so fucking good. It was like,
he's in a horrible relationship every day, bitch. Yeah. Every day is a relationship, and it's all horrible.
Brandy said his name. What the fuck you talking about? Brandy said his name too.
What?
Chris?
My first, because they all been Chris. Bitch, crispy nuggets, crispy cream.
I've dated
crispy
like
everything.
I've dated about 7 Chris's. I'm sorry. Yes,
yeah,
I have.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah. No, our relationship was horrible, but our sex was so fucking good.
That's fucking crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's satanic sex.
No. That's some people that's like sleeping with your ex. It's like, okay, we broken up, but I'm gonna still sleep with
you. Which ex? Number 4 or 5?
Girl, I'm a hoe. That's why. but again, I don't give a fuck if I'm called a hoe, because I know I'm a hoe, and it's okay to be called a hoe. To me, it's called empowerment. I'm choosing to fuck this person. It is. Because I'm choosing to fuck this person to see if I actually like this person. I need to suck your dick before, or I need to fuck you first.
So is it that you want to see if you like them or they like you?
Both, honey. I need to, so this puss is the bomb, girl. That's what I need to know, girl. Just some
but you
bomb,
don't give
puss,
up the puss. He don't give his puss up on special occasions.
But bitches do it, but I don't understand. But girls, ladies.
Do what?
Sleep on the first date.
Oh, I know. No, not a lot of girls don't.
But it's okay though, right?
All right, thank you. Look, as much as she's the twerking queen.
No, is it okay to fuck a guy on the first date?
Yes, it is okay.
No, I would not. See, my pussy good as fuck.
Hold on, Lauren.
I would never.
What, Lauren?
I would never just let somebody get a taste of this before. Baby. See, my thing is energy. And I give out some good ass fucking energy.
But what's
so
like,
waste some good.
Good, you know what I'm saying? So I need to make sure who I'm sleeping with first before I just give it up.
But
that's just me, though.
Yeah.
That's just me.
What if the vibe and the energy's like, ooh, this motherfucker is fine. I just want to.
Has it ever been that strong on the first date?
There's no celebrities that you would just be like, we went.
Has it ever been that strong on the first date where you went out with someone? You was like, ooh, the chemistry is off the hook, nigga. I at least want to make out with you. At least like a dry hump you and just feel that kind of feeling. You know what I'm saying?
I slept with my husband on the first date, and we are married. Sorry. So, six and a half years going on.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I need to know.
6 and a half.
I need to know how big the dick is. Yes. I want to know is it curved up? Is it curved down? Is it little? Girl, because if you're Captain Hook. I'm going to sit sideways like this.
Funny. I had someone tell me, hey, yo, Alan, you know, my shit curve. And he said, I don't know what that do, but my shit curve. Nigga, you don't know what that do. Oh, bitch. It ain't going to do me if you don't know what the fuck that do. Bitch, because I'm not a coat and you're not going to hang
hold on,
me.
Hold on, BB.
Motherfucker.
What, BB, what?
I'm just saying there's 2 parts of it. So one part is like physically what they are constructed of and what it looks like in comparison to what you are constructed of, right?
Mm-hmm.
They fit like puzzle pieces sometimes.
Yeah.
And you don't really know until you kind of try. But chemistry is crucial.
Yeah.
So you gotta have enough chemistry to try the puzzles to get to that point.
But I think it sucks that we are in a society where women are labeled as sluts if they sleep with someone on the first date or suck a guy's dick on the first date.
Because you know what? A lot of gay men do that on the first date. Like,
that's
literally
a high five. Hey, I'm gonna suck a dick.
Did you guys do Grindr first? You guys did Grindr. Like, once Grindr was out, it changed all the rules for everybody.
Oh, girl, I was like this. Boop boop, come over now. Thank you.
There still is a stick. There still is a stick.
Angel.
There still is a stigma, though, for being a gay male who's a bottom, though.
Oh,
like,
there is
a big stigma. Like, you can sleep with people, but they still gonna think you a hoe because you just getting. They think you getting fucked in the ass by everybody. Well, and that's not
like
the
Jeffrey
case.
Bautista,
oh my god, girl.
Girl, she doing herself because she already know. Bitch, introduced me to a new program this new week.
Oh yeah,
a little house party.
It's called
shit.
A house party.
And we can see
house party is not new.
Bitch, I'm an old bitch because I'm seeing hella cocks the first day. He like, bitch, get on my thing. These are my contacts. Bitch, we got locked in a room. Bitch, I saw dicks glow. I was like, bitch, is this Pornhub right now? Because it was small dicks, big dicks, long dicks, black dicks, light skin dicks. I was so many dicks. I was dick tired. Bitch, I'm telling
Thank you for letting me know I'm not accepting her on house party. She just requested me.
Hold on. BB, what?
Dick? Like, what, how did you find that on house party?
Bitch, that's what I'm saying.
He finds him.
No, he's these are all his contacts.
Other people's shit.
Yeah, if you don't lock your room, they'll just pop into your room.
If you don't lock your room at night, honey, there's people that'll just pop in and be doing stuff.
Bitch, he told me to put my... He told me to put my camera frame. He said, turn off your camera. Bitch, I turned off my camera. I let him navigate. Bitches was pulling out their dicks, looking at him. He was like, yeah, go ahead, daddy. Bust that shit, daddy. Bust that shit.
And they were.
And they was busting. And then clicking in and out because they saw my ass with a big ass A on my shit, right? Like on Zoom and shit. Bitch, I would go show my face. I'm looking and shit.
But I don't see no
I'm
wrong
like,
with
this
that.
This is
though.
So crazy. Hella dicks.
But now that
hella.
So now that we are in the coronavirus world.
This is how we jacking off with each other.
Yes,
it is. We
masturbation.
In party rooms and shit.
Everyone is bloop, bloop, bloop,
and
bloop.
I love a good masturbation. But I can't be in the same room with my sister masturbating, bitch.
What?
Did you say there's masturbation parties?
Yes, girl.
That's called house party.
Yes, house party, bitch.
House party is not what that's all about.
Well, this is
gay boys. Girl.
That's not what it was invented for, first of all.
Let me tell y'all. I was on Zoom with one of my girls, my girl Jordan, JC, right? We on Zoom. I see her. I said, oh, boom, click on. She on a chat with someone else. Niggas trying to Zoom in and party with her. Someone zoomed in and was jacking off on the conversation and then zoomed out. I said, what the fuck is going on these days? This is Instagram. Nigga.
I'm all, what's his username?
Niggas is fucking crazy. Like, jacking off. A big old light. No, it wasn't a big. It was a light skinned dick. It was long, but it looked like that shit would irritate you. It was like skinny, like a pencil. You know what I'm saying? It looked like it's going to go like this around your walls and draw a picture up inside you.
That's
bitch,
called
it was
a pap
annoying,
smear.
Bitch.
That's called a pap smear.
Yeah, it was giving you a pap smear jack off.
These social media platforms.
And that's crazy that people are just popping in and out. And people are popping in and out of Zoom, jacking off like that and shit too.
They surely are.
I'm just waiting for the day so I can just be like, oh, really? Let me stop teaching.
But everyone's doing that nowadays. People ain't hooking up anymore. People ain't going to. Like on Tinder or on Grindr as much hooking up in person.
So everybody's a hoe, even a virtual hoe.
Yeah, yes. I'm a virtual hoe, I'm an in-person hoe.
Bitch, her record, her fucking bio is really good, bitch.
Alan she left me to go hook up with someone in the alleyway in LA, and then he came back and picked me up after I was done. I was like, thank you.
Reverse the story.
I was like, Alan, I'm done. Come get me,
and look,
girl.
You got a man.
Yeah, that's right.
I got my man. No, I met my man. We fucked in the first date. We met on Grindr.
Ain't that shit? And they live together now.
Me and my husband.
Sharing cats.
We met 12
mine
years.
Too.
Her too. This bitch too. She sucked her man's dick in the
first
date.
First of all, you don't know what we did, but we did have sex. Okay? We went on a date first. We were together for the whole day. And the energy was great.
Thank you.
And I did not pass up the opportunity.
And you were like this.
And girl.
Right, Miss Right.
And we are now happily married. Thank you very much.
They just got married off the beaches of Carmel, bitch. Yeah, right, bitch.
Okay. That is Carmel pussy over there. Bitch, she got Carmel.
Where the
pussy.
Seats were in the sand, and when you sat in it, you sank down with it. Bitch, my ass was sitting on the sand in my chair. I said, that's okay. I'm going to get my fat ass up and just watch. Bitch, my chair sunk down.
Is this quicksand?
Rooms.
Girl, is this quicksand?
I can't get up, y'all. I said, we got to get up when they pass by. I can't get it. If I get up, I'm standing up. Fuck that.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to catch the tea real quick. So let's talk about this real quick. So booty eating. Okay, let's talk about this.
Wait.
Booty eating and pussy eating. No, we're talking about that shit.
Because I was talking about that a little bit earlier.
I know some straight boys that don't eat pussy. They're like, oh no, I
don't get that.
They're like, oh. Wait, that's a damn lie. Let
me tell you.
Hold
on, bitch. No, Brandon, shut up.
No, let me tell you.
I know some straight boys that love eating pussy.
I got some cousins that don't eat pussy.
Let me tell you something. He shouldn't be cooking. Wait. On some real shit, I done heard a whole bunch of dudes say they don't eat no pussy. Then I go on a date with them, and then they be like, all I want to do is eat your pussy. I'm like, you a lying ass nigga, because let me tell you, you fronting. You fronting.
It's a scam they've learned to say.
Yeah, for
real. To say to get what they want, right?
It is. So many. That's all I got.
And then you're like, go down south. They're like, oh, well, actually, my lip's tired.
No.
But my dick ain't.
No, they don't. They be eating pussy.
No, they be eating that shit like it's an entree.
What about your booty? They eat your booty too?
I done got my ass licked a few times.
Yeah. Now, ladies, yes, have you had your ass licked a few times?
Yup.
Because fellas really enjoy that. I mean, that's the place for us. I enjoy that. Jason don't. He don't like that shit.
Can you ask me the ladies?
Yeah, do y'all like the booty hole lick a little bit?
It tickles me.
Yeah. Oh, see? There you go. Yeah. Come on, Nigeria. Yes.
Hilaria freak, that's why.
Nice. It's really nice.
I didn't have it done, but it depends on who did it.
I personally do not like for my ass to be moist. So you can skip that area. Thank you.
Well, yeah, proceed. He started at your pussy area. He licked right there, and then he
continued.
Your tongue up a little bit, and then he bring it back
did
down.
Did y'all
to the
kiss
area.
After
that? Ooh, yes. Oh, so he be teasing your ass with it. Oh, see, I just saw the whole picture.
Do you kiss after that?
Is your ass clean?
Wow. Then
he come back. Hold on, wait.
Say that again, Lauren, please.
I said it like that.
What, Lauren?
Wait, say it, Lauren, again.
I was saying that what happens is he started at the pussy area. He eats that up, you know, do his job down there. Then he starts to gradually bring his tongue up, depending on what position you're in. You know what I'm saying?
To the tank. The tank.
What's the best position to be in?
10 seconds. Then he bring you back. And
you
finish it.
But you're not supposed to mix ass juice and pussy juice.
That's called truffle butter, bitch.
Truffle butter, bitch, yes.
Do you? I got questions, okay? Do you kiss after that?
Yeah.
I know.
Some people do. Stop lying.
Like, drink some water or something, baby, okay? Drink some water, wipe your mouth, then let's kiss. But them your body fluids. That's just you. It's not okay for a nigga to like eat your pussy. Okay, now wait. If he just eat your pussy and come up and kiss you, can he do that? Can a nigga just eat your cuckoo and then come up and give you a mwah?
That's fine.
So this is there's definitely been times where I
hold on.
I'm trying to hear y'all. Be quiet. Yeah, Lauren is speaking, bitch.
Also, I take showers. Sex.
Of course.
Yeah.
She said, well,
you better not serve no funky pussy.
Some guys don't like it.
Some guys may not like it. Got the water rinsing down the cheek. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be clean.
You can move your handle. Yeah, see?
Yes, you gotta do a you gotta do a smell test too. Yeah.
And make sure you dry the booty. Clearly, when you get out of the shower,
I know some guys that like that funkiness.
There are steps.
No, I know some guys that like that funkiness, that like that smell. Okay.
No, that's not okay.
I was in a relationship with a man for 15 years, right? And, you know, there was some freaky shit we did, but, like, I used to like when he go play basketball and he come back home and then we fuck. But see, the thing is, with his funk, it didn't smell bad. It was like, ooh, this aphrodisiac of a man that just like made me go, bitch, for my gay ass, it drove me crazy. And I'd be really? Like, yes. I'd be like, nigga, don't you go take a shower. Let's fuck right now. Ooh. Then you go take a shower.
You know what that was? Oh, that was on pheromones.
Pheromones, pheromones, pheromones. There you go. That motherfucker has some nice pheromones. It was like his sweat was intensified with the cologne that he went out to.
But ladies. And
so it didn't smell bad.
But ladies, the
nuts might have been salty, a little taste, yes. But hey, don't we buy salted nuts anyway? So you know what that means.
Hold on. So you won't suck a dick though, but you let a guy eat you out.
That's his choice.
You can't reciprocate the favor.
I have sensitive jaws.
Girl, you just open your mouth real wide right now, bitch.
Sensitive.
Yeah, bitch. No, Karen got a big mouth. She can fit two dicks in her mouth if she wanted
fuck
to, girl.
Fuck you, Jason.
But she chooses not to.
Fuck you, Jason.
No, this is...
Okay, she can probably fit two Asian dicks in her mouth. Not two black
fuck
dicks.
You,
maybe
Jason.
Two Asian dicks. Now, I'll fit two Puerto Rican dicks in my mouth at one time, yes. And this, still have a conversation with your ass.
I will dislocate my jaw.
I don't
like
do
a
that.
Snake.
I have sensitive jaws.
Bitch, my jaw's like a snake, girl. It dislocates.
Mine doesn't. It's very attached and very present, and I'm not sucking dick.
So that's my thing, though. Like, I don't eat booty. I don't like eating booty. I think it's nasty.
I've never done
it. I just don't. I did it once.
Everyone should try it one time. Try it.
I don't like it.
Who is everyone? I'm not eating.
Y'all gonna try some fucking kale. Y'all gonna try some couscous. Y'all gonna do all this. You can try a piece of ass one time. You ain't gotta be addicted to it. You can just taste it like it's a new piece of motherfucking food group. Okay?
Shut up. We're trying to talk.
I'm sorry.
All right. But I think people see it like, to me, I don't see Indian pilling about eating the booty. I'll fucking ass. But I can't.
Wait, I definitely thought Angel would eat a lot more booty. Wait, you say one booty?
Angel is Latin.
Only one.
Angel, what?
I've only done it once.
Did you like it?
No, he was licking it first, like, okay. Let me see if I like it. Sure. Like a little bit.
Hold on.
I've been meeting up with this bi guy since August.
Oh? Oh, this is... Okay.
Okay, so new shit.
And so, one time, like... Well, we haven't been hanging out much lately, but, like, we used to hang out, like, three nights a week. And, like, one time, I was just, like, giving him a head, and then I just, like, lifted his legs up, and then I just, like, went in there.
And tasted it.
It was actually, like, I was surprised because, like, usually when there's guys that are, like, more masculine, they're not, their hygiene is not as good, you know? Yeah. Like,
but so to be the main, like, ones.
But it was actually, like, really, it was, like, good. Like, it was a good experience.
Yeah, because it'd be the main ones. It'd be the main niggas that be like, no, nigga, I don't do that. No, nigga.
Angel.
And then 3 minutes later, throw the head back. No.
Did you top him?
Just like I said, when niggas sometimes, yeah.
Angel, the top? I thought you're a big old fucking power bottom girl that just sits on the dick, bitch.
I am a bottom, but, like, sometimes if a guy wants it, like, I'm going to...
Basic.
She's a verse bottom.
No, she's seasonal. You're seasonal.
He's a verse bottom.
He's a verse bottom, that's what it's called?
It was just weird Michael because, like, he's 6'4", and I'm 5'4", so, like...
6'4"? Yeah. Bitch, did you lean against his legs, girl? Were you in his booty hole?
Is he... Because it's all...
That's like a chihuahua fucking a Rottweiler, girl.
Because it's always the little niggas that want to climb a mountain and shit.
Oh, no. No, no. I used to fuck this little boy. He was like 5'1". He was like 5'1", 5'2". Bitch, his dick was like 9 inches. Bitch.
He wanted to fuck you.
He wanted to fuck me. I said, how's your little ass going to climb me? And how's the dick going to fit in my
It's called
asshole?
Napoleon issues.
Girl, he wanted to fuck me. I was like, I'll jerk you off, but you ain't fucking me. I'll suck it. I'll lick it like a lollipop.
Little niggas with big dicks. Hey, I watch midget porn, though. And the motherfuckers be having big-ass dicks. Big-ass booties, big-ass dicks. I'm like, how in the fuck are y'all so small but have all this shit? They'd be like, where can I meet you? Just for one night.
Oh, my God.
And just see, and just, you know, make a report on
no,
that shit.
I just talked to a guy on Grindr, the midget, with a big old dick. And I was like, I'm like, should I invite him over?
Bitch, that's like, you know, circus shit. I'm down.
This is some circus sex. That's some fucked up shit, bitch. That's fucked up.
Oh my god.
All right, you guys, let's go ahead and call it a night. Let's go ahead and go to our rants. Last
rant,
Alan.
My last rant. I think I've ranted a lot. You guys shut up. Hello. Here we go.
Hello. Back to this witch now. Laugh.
My last motherfucking rant is just basically because I don't know if anybody got any kids on here, but I don't think so. But man, you know what? Thank you all for your advice and what I should do. Because I'm really going to, after we get off this, really think about what my next move is going to be. Because this shit don't stop right here. So thank you for all your advice. I'm going to take all of it in. Because there were different points. You know, there were some people with the same shit. So I'm just going to kind of filter out and just kind of make the best decision. So thank you. I'm going to keep y'all updated and let y'all know what the tea is. Because I always want to let you know what the tea is.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Next episode. My last rant is be a hoe and don't be ashamed of it. Embrace your hoeness. If you want to suck a dick on the first date, you better suck that dick on the first date.
And suck it good, too.
And suck it good because I don't see no wrong. Like I'll tell all my girlfriends, if you want to fuck a guy on the first date, go ahead and do it. You know what? I'm going to give you a high five and a hug for that bullshit. Now, if you hang around some bitches that go, ew, you're gross, fuck that bitch and drop that hoe. Because that bitch ain't about your life either, and she could go suck a dick too. And she probably mad because she ain't stuck the dick before yo ass did. But you sucked it first. So fuck her and fuck her mama too, okay? And secondly, that's why I hate that shit. I hate when men call girls sluts. Because
I know the men who we call them sluts, they be that same slut too.
How about you a slut?
They just trying to put that out on someone else.
I hate that word.
I got
slut.
Niggas in my family like that. They want to talk about the next bitch, yeah. But they doing the same.
But you know
shit.
What? Be a you know what slut? You know what? Fuck it. Yes, I'm a slut. And what? What the fuck you gonna do about my life? You ain't paying my goddamn bills. Okay. I suck a dick. And well, you just mad? Can you suck a dick like me? Fuck you and fuck your mama. Anyways, but yeah. So embrace your hoeness. Embrace your suck a dickness. Embrace it. It ain't nothing wrong with sleeping on the first date. And Alan, I hope you find Jesus in this situation.
He's Jesus. No, honey, I've been found Jesus. I've been talking to him trying to figure this out. Okay? And I see all my disciples right here giving me the right information. Okay? So trust me, Jesus is listening. So thank y'all for answering.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kara. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Does anybody else have a last rant they just want to share
with
all of us?
Any last rants?
Throughout this corona.
Come on, ladies.
You know what I'm
rants?
Saying? Whatever it is, even
Angel, you're a mess.
Okay, I love you guys. Thank you all for joining us on this shit. Oh my, y'all are fucking.
Y'all
the
ain't
shit.
Got shit else to do,
bitch. This bitch.
We all at home ain't doing nothing. Shit.
Lauren, stop. Hey, girl, I love how she was calling her grandma for farting recently and shit. That's disrespectful. If you gonna fart in front of someone, don't just fart and then leave.
Oh, Lauren.
I was so pissed.
That was so disrespectful. I know.
Hey, Lauren.
Tell me. And then she gonna walk away. She walked away and knew that she farted.
You know what? When you get to a certain age, you can fart and be like, you know what?
That's the thing. It's a certain age you don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
Oh, I gave a fuck that day.
Oh, Lauren, you need to come on the show one day, too. You need to come on, girl.
Oh, no. Yeah, we need to have a Kiki.
Yeah. I would love to.
Yes,
I would love to.
Will have a Kiki. Yes. So we'll let you know what's going on. Yep. We'll be at you in a minute.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much.
I love you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Love you guys.
All right, guys. Bye, you guys.
Oh, my God. All you motherfuckers. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you guys. Thank
you guys so much.
Bye.